Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way, OG Ken 100. Oh, we're back. This is episode numero 144. That's episode 144. We rolling out here. Oh, I just got back. Sorry for the delay, man. I just got back from Mexico, man. My Spanish ain't shit over there, man. I had to use a translator and shit. All this time, me over here. 140. They just talk too fast. They talk way too fast. And I got extorted by the police. But that's going to be a subject for another episode in the future. Today, there's a lot of war. There's World War III going on, and hip-hop included in this World War III. So you know this show is about hip-hop. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Oh, shit. A lot has happened since my last episode, man. Since the last pod, a lot has happened when it comes to beef in this hip-hop realm. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this show. But before we get to that, hold up. Let me turn this on. So we're going to be puffing on, I don't know what it is. It didn't have a label when I bought it. The guy told me what it is, but that was like 2 weeks ago, so I forgot. So yeah. Yeah, indeed. Put on my headphones. What are we going to be, how are we going to start this? Now, this is going to be a war episode. It's going to be war in this episode. That's what we're going to be doing in this episode. So I want to go a different direction to start it off. You know, let's start off slow, you know, slide a little bit, you know, just a little slow. So we're going to go with Future Metro Boomin. No, not Future. Future.
I'm just
Metro Boomin. Beat it.
Put things in this proper perspective. The way I look at you niggas, make it easy for me to cook up you niggas. I was a crook before you niggas even got in the picture. You think you vanished away and erased out my sister. You think I supposed to look at you hoes like my sister. You fought my bro behind my back and I wasn't tripping. Can't bear my feelings when you don't get my vision. Spinning chicken on pigeons, some things getting ridiculous. The streets malicious, but I know I got better wishes. Cross-examining my kindness, Royal Highness. Put the work in, go berserk, it's perfect timing. Fancy bitch, wanna ride in the double R. That look will bring out who you is, who you are. I go off until I beat it. Yeah. I go off and tell her, beat it. Beat it. Man. That look will bring out who you is, who you really are. Eating Waffle House diners, requesting caviar. She gets so drunk, her vagina tastes like Capsule. I almost kept it cold, but static and turned her to a star. I took her bowling on the tools because the block was hot. We did some shrooms, she did some whippets with a few of the vibes. She see the twilight on my stones, it's fucking with her eye. I'm gone, but I'm in my right mind. Back on a flip phone, knew not to discuss the business. Little dog came home, we did it without a witness. She can't pop out whenever she wants, she need permission. Gotta be exquisite to be a part of my religion. Ride and stay committed, or beat it. Fancy bitch wanna ride in the double R. That look will bring out who you is, who you are. I go off until I beat it. I go on, so beat it. Beat it. Man. You believe in love, girl, forgive me for my sins. Make your heart stop if I give you too much attention. Too much star power, turn a lover to an enemy. When asleep, the sun was out, now it's dark again. So that bitch kick rocks, cause she don't know how to chill. Bitch don't mean nothing to me, not even more than a pill. My fingers is filthy for counting these dirty bills. I'm king of the mountain, a crib worth 400 mil. Bitch, it ain't no Uber service inside the field. Sneaking on the logo, I forgive. She can't pop out whenever she wants, she need permission. Gotta be exquisite to be a part of my religion. Ride and stay committed, or beat it. Fancy bitch, wanna ride in the double R. That look will bring out who you is, who you are. I go off until I beat it.
Beat it.
I go off to beat it. Beat it. Man.
choir, bro. Oh man, that's Beat It. Metro Boomin, Future, they dropped a new album. We still don't trust you. And this one is more, it's a lot more mild. It's milder than the last one. It's more singing and shit. You know how Future does the Hendrix and the Future album. So that's how this one went. You know, We Don't Trust You is the Future, and We Still Don't Trust You. It's the slow singing Hendrix. There's a lot of this is in there too. You know, other people hopped in. ASAP Rocky hopped into the fight to, you know, punch Drake. What's his name? The Weeknd hopped in. He was kicking Drake a few times on this album. But we're not gonna be doing the stoner score today. Although I'll give one a quick stoner score. We'll go to J. Cole's last album that he dropped where he was dissing. I'm gonna talk about that. But that album gets a 68. I don't even really need to. I might delete later is what it's called. So that's about a 68 on a stoner score out of 100. I'm not gonna be doing a stoner score for this album or any other album today, other than, you know, just that 68. You know, quick throw out the window pack. By J. Cole, he fucked up. We're gonna get to that, but let's go timeline. Let's go backwards. Good thing I wasn't even here to record this show for J. Cole. Good thing, man. Good thing. Let's go with a timeline now. So all of a sudden there was a leak. Okay, when I play this might get this episode blacklisted. But hey, fuck it, right?
Beat it.
Timeline, there was a leak. Might be AI. It's gotta be AI. It ain't Drake. It gotta be a leak. This is AI. This can't be Drake.
I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for nothing. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Tough on record in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you been stepping with a size 7 men's on?
Damn!
This the bark with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause top so you drop and give me 50 like some push-ups. Your last one, brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. Hey, the way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three.
SZA
got you white down, Travis got you white down, Savage got you white down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike in and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. I get more love in a city that you from.
Oh, I want to play all of it, bro, but I...
nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm a six god, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Chuz, little blunt runner. Clean the six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from
fuck it.
Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing
shit
for
like
niggas.
This go down in hip hop history.
Wicked. Spinning like fuck. You trying to fuck, boy, you tripping. Drizzy chipping there, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got on done, boy, don't make me at the chipping nail. Rolling live stage, I was turned, that was slick as hell. Lucky that your dog, little Ben, doesn't kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say, drop your little midget ass, better fucking shame. Better drop and give me 50, ayy. Drop and give me 50, drop and give me 50. Niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50, ayy. Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart he got from Drizzy. Worry about whatever going on with you and hey, shout out to the Hooper that be busting out the gritty.
Remember that part right there.
Nigga, I ain't even tripping. I ain't even rapping after this, I'm way too busy. This for all the top dogs.
song y'all got is not starting beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga caught a top to see a top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Top, wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done rolled deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cost a knot, where you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Corn by your show money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I've seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wake the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up. What? What? Teaming up, but all of y'all falling like some dominoes. Bros turning hoes, dog, like I ain't got enough of those. I can't wait to see how far you niggas get to reaching now. This the closest thing you niggas getting to a feature now. Backpedal gang, cause a few of y'all been reaching out. Y'all drew the line, what the fuck we gotta speak about? Get your fucking head tapped, you niggas get to peeking out. You had a song for 4 years, drop that shit or shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Right there.
It's me twice in my big three, I had to leave you out.
Fucking oh, dumbass. Shit.
I had to play the whole thing just now because it's important. Because as soon as this dropped, it went viral. People thinking it's AI, you know, academics saying, oh, who knows? It might be AI. But, you know, he was low key saying, nah, this is Drake, B. He knew. He knew from day one. So he had a whole show about it. He was live for hours, days on this shit. Like, he knows how to do that shit. He's playing like, oh, that'd be AI, so let's talk. If it isn't AI, does Kendrick have to respond? Like, yo, some shit, man. Then, all of a sudden, all YouTubers were getting a content strike for this song. This leaked, rough AI song. That's weird. AI don't have no nothing. You can't go after somebody with your AI shit. It's usually a throwaway. I played some Drake AI like last week or some shit. Oh shit, it's real. Then, of course, academics pops on the official version. Now, this one is 3 minutes and 35 seconds. So, as you can already tell, some things were left out.
I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop and give me 50 likes of push-ups. Cool, your last one, Brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your neighbor, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm a six god, I'm a front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles Lil Blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wiki, wiki, wiki.
Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy, you trippin', Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got them done, boy, don't make me at the Chippendale. Rolling loud stage, y'all would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him, start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I be rocking every fucking chain I own, next busy, ayy. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney, top say, drop your little midget ass, better fucking, ayy. Better drop and give me 50, ayy. Drop and give me 50, drop and give me 50. Niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50. Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuff like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Drizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs, drop and give me 50, drop, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start the beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling top to see if top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up, top wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Cornball, your show. Money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up.
Oh, they stopped it before they went to the next track. Like the beat changed and he was saying he really wanted to keep it PG or some shit. I don't know. Maybe I was playing the wrong shit. But yeah, he did keep it PG. This is different from what... You could tell the difference. He didn't talk about the Diddy part. Like, he said, you better go worry about what you did with Diddy or some shit about Rick Ross. He dropped that part out. He dropped the part about, you know, the 4 years you've been, you had your song. Because there's a rumor that Kendrick had a diss track. It's been 4 years. He's just waiting to let it go. And he's saying it's been 4 years. You had that shit. But he left that out at the second one. There's a few things he left out, but... This is the official one. Official. Straight up dropped it. Now, I didn't talk about, you know, Rick Ross unfollowed. Yeah, I did talk about Rick Ross unfollowing him. And then he just dropped this shit. You feel me? You feel me? He just dropped it like a day or two ago. Actually, a day ago. Yesterday, I believe. And less than 2 hours later... Rick Ross dropped.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghostwriters, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me.
Do the charm,
better known as the Charles Schwab. Double loss, spread through people. The yard and I swear to dropping God. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you. Yeah. Check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me cause the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't wanna push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves. But he never had a fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, wanna hang with the crew. Pulitzer Prize winner, switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face, he beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming, I predicted my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? 50 mils for the crib, where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block, I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the feel, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records, when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. You ain't never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father knows, nigga. I don't follow you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas fucking stunning your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. Rose, nigga. We can do it how you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack gone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga. White boy.
Oh, shit. Within 2 hours, he's over here calling Drake a white boy. And say he got no surgery. And just now Drake went, well, he showed a screenshot of him, of his mom asking him, did he get a nose job? And why didn't she take him? I mean, why didn't he take her to go get one too? Then he kind of replied something like, you know, I ain't get none, you know, or something. It was like, it doesn't matter. People are saying he told his mom to send him that. Yeah, pretty much saying he didn't get no nose job or no jobs. But, you know, Rick Ross ain't letting up. He's posting before and after photos.
Isn't it funny?
It's funny, bro. Rick Ross is battle tested. He is battle tested. He fought 50 Cent and didn't die. Yeah. So there's a lot. If you really want to go in depth of everything that Drake said, there's a lot in there. Shooting a lot at Kendrick. Straight body shots. Like, he's aiming at him. It's no... This ain't no J. Cole, nah. Straight landing, bah, bah. So Kendrick does got a reply. Kendrick does got a reply. This is round two for real. They've been taking shots. Kendrick took a direct shot, so he won round one. This is round two. Drake is up. He shot. That shit was hot. It was hot. Not gonna lie. It was caliente. Straight up, straight at him. Call him short as hell. I got a height down. The disrespect. It tells me I got a height down. Then he made reference to K-Dot's wife. Then he was trying to make reference to how Kendrick gotta give so much percent to TDE. That's what drop and give me 50. So whenever you drop, I take 50. At least that's what they're saying on the internet. You could look more into it. There's a lot more different flips in there. I'm not going in depth. That's not what we do here. Rick Ross's was direct. Came straight swung. Bah! So that's where we are. That's where we are. We're all just here waiting for Kendrick to respond. We're waiting. You got to. You can't say. I know that some people are going to come out and say, oh, no, it wasn't strong enough. He doesn't have to respond. Nah, bro. Nah. Nah. Because if you don't respond, Drake is coming with back to back. He's going to try to Meek Mill him. He will try to Meek Mill him. He's coming with back to back for sure. He will try to Meek Mill him. But we'll see. Let's see what happens, man. 2 weeks is too long. A week and a half is the most. Like, 2 weeks after that, like, the round two goes to Drake. But before that, this dude, this nigga, let's play some of his shit. This nigga, when I was off, this nigga, he's off the top three. He dropped some shit too.
Yeah. Turn it all up.
This nigga. And he removed his diss to Kendrick from his album officially. It took him a week, but now it's no, you can't play it anymore. I wasn't gonna play it anyways.
Powered up.
I wasn't gonna play that shit.
Powered up.
Light tap of him begging.
Powered up. Yeah, said I was finished, but I want another 2 summers. Hall of Famer hungrier than all the newcomers. Niggas swear they compare, but the truth humble. They get fucked 112, you couldn't do numbers. They tell the label I got A's out the wild man. That mean I'm keen on the numbers and I count fast. You know it's money that you owe me, niggas phony and I'm why Queen Phoenix walk the line, I'm about cash. Benjamin Button getting younger as the hours pass. Should do the freshman cover twice, I'm never outclassed. It's not a rap, nigga, breathing that could outlast. The fall off is like hole dropping reasonable doubt last. We from the south where we learn all about stash. And when niggas prone to shoot first and run their mouth last. And if you run your mouth, bitch, you going out sad. Whole click getting slid on, you a mouse pad. I'm the one that niggas fear on the low ski. Heard her talking like we...
Nah, bro. Nah, you can't. The disrespect. You can't just say on the low ski. The disrespect. Nah, you can't just tell another grown man. I'm the one niggas fear on the low ski. You can't say that to a grown man. Low ski? So in this song, he was shooting at Future in this song. A little bit of jab here and there to Kendrick, but it was mostly at Future. J. Cole, man. He did a diss track. In a diss track, he was copping Please a little bit. Oh, don't make me have to really go there. Some shit like that. Like, and then the next day, he went and apologized in front of Dreamville. You know what's crazy about this hip-hop beef? It's reached across to even white people are interested in this shit. Like, I was at the airport on my way to Mexico, and this dude was sitting there. He said he was on his way to see the solar eclipse, and his boy is going to the Dreamville Festival. And I asked him about the beef, and he was well-versed. He was like, nah, they're both mid. Oh, shit. This was right before, you know, the Dreamville Festival, where J. Cole went up and apologized. So that's my thing with J. Cole, man. I know, like, maybe years ago, I talked about it on this show, how J. Cole is raps with all this college shit. He's too good, man. That's my beef. I think that's what's always been my beef. He's just too good. Like, goody, goody. That's not, he ain't Chance the Rapper good. I mean, he's great at rapping, but I'm talking about image and the topics he raps about. He ain't Chance the Rapper goody, goody. That dude. But he's nice at rapping, but his subject matter was always on some good shit, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But you already know when I listen to rap. Like, that violence sounds good to me. The bad sounds good to me. So that's always been what it was, man. He was so good and nice. Then he got shot at, you know, by Kendrick. Even though he shot first, somewhat. And then he got pressured to be bad.
If even when him being bad, he was being political. Come on, man. Then he went ahead and apologized. Good thing he did. Good move. Because Drake was coming. Pause. No Diddy. Drake goes on his way. This was before Drake just dropped this, you know, yesterday. But this was like 2 weeks or so ago when I didn't do the show I was in. Damn, this hurt him. Ain't no more Big Three. This hurt him. This is history. He came out and apologized. Hindsight is good that he's out of the way of the Drake versus Kendrick. But history is going to look back at him and not be so nice. Not be so nice. Admirable. But this is hip hop. This is rap. Have you ever listened to battle rap? They're all their raps is about shooting and killing each other, finding some creative way to slash you with the slasher and turn my hands and make it rhyme. They're killing you there. That's what it is. It's not about nice. It's not real, by the way. It's like a movie. It's like a video. You're watching an action movie. That's what battle rap, that's what rap is. It's not real. Although, you know, it could get real, but this ain't that. This ain't that. You've been saying you the best rapper for a while now, and then somebody punched you in the face. You swung and hit something. Maybe you hit him in the shoulder. And then you apologize for it.
It's not hip hop, bro.
But if you do your research, other people have Nas has publicly apologized for beef. And then he got rolled on for apologizing. But hey, ain't no more Big Three, my man. You could be lyrical, but this is what it reminds me of. Now, you could be a good driver. Like, you follow all the laws to the letter T. But when some shit happens, you panic. You don't know what to do. You crash. You become a terrible driver in that split second. But if you was a great driver, you know the laws, and you also know when to break them. So instead of the overreaction, maybe you know to speed up instead of freeze up and hit your brakes. J. Cole is a good driver. After this, he can't be ever considered a great driver.